Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of deliverance, and we're going to be going through this step by step. We're going to take our time sowing the Word of God and sharing principles that are very important. Mark 16:17, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out demons. Deliverance is for all believers in Jesus Christ. Deliverance brings forth freedom from captivity. Now we've already talked about the devil, who's our adversary, goes to steal, kill, and destroy. And we know that we are to cast out demon spirits that serve him. Demons are evil spirits without physical bodies. They want to get into our bodies, into work in our body or in our mind to bring destruction. Demons are personalities. They have will. They have mobility. They have knowledge. They have the ability to speak. They know things. And they are trying to bring destruction. They are his foot soldiers, Satan's foot soldiers, so to speak. Remember, Satan is not omnipresent. He works directly through the demonic spirits that operate for him. Now, we talked about who deliverance is for. It is not for the world, because they do not have a covenant with God, and furthermore, they will not walk in line with the Word of God. If you cast demon spirits out of an unbeliever, they don't have a legal right to it as a covenant with God. Secondly, they will not walk in line with the Word of God, which means the spirits will come back in, and they will be in worse shape. Now, we pointed out in the last broadcast that deliverance is for Christians. In Mark 7 and Matthew 15, Jesus said it was the children's bread. It's the children's bread. It belongs to those who are in covenant relationship. Well, in the old covenant, it was the children of Abraham, the Jews. Now, in the new covenant, it is the Christians who are children of God through faith in Jesus Christ. Deliverance is now for those in covenant relationship with God. The old covenant, the Jews had it. Now, in this day and age, those actually who are a Jew is one inwardly, who are the Christians who now are in covenant relationship by being born again. And deliverance is for the children of God in the new covenant. We talked about 1 Thessalonians 5:23, that we're made of three parts, spirit, soul, and body. Demons are not in our spirit, but they're in the soul or body. We also talked about the subject of being possessed by demons. Possessed, if it refers to total ownership, they do not totally own a Christian. They're not in our spirit, soul, and body. Demons are not in our spirit. When we get born again, the Spirit of Jesus Christ is our new spirit. And we receive the Holy Spirit. He dwells in our spirit. God is dwelling in our spirit. Demons are in the soul or in the body. The man from Gadara had the demons in his soul realm, and causing him to be out of control in his mind. When the demons were cast out, he was in his right mind. We saw the scripture in Matthew 9 about the man who was dumb. When the demon was cast out, the dumb spake. It was in his body, hindering him from being able to speak. Now, we want to talk about how demons can be in a Christian when the Holy Spirit is dwelling in them, because the prevailing teaching in the body of Christ is that Christians cannot have demons in them because of the presence of the Holy Spirit within. That sounds good. It sounds like it makes a lot of sense, but it is man's logic. People have reasoned that, well, how could Christians have any demons in them if the Holy Spirit is in them? The presence of the Holy Spirit would be such that demons could never indwell a Christian. They could never be in the temple of a Christian. Well, that is, again, man's logic. And we're going to prove this to you and show it very clearly from one particular scripture that really brings this to truth. The truth to light is in Mark 11, verse 15. The Old Testament temple was made of three parts. The Old Testament temple had the Holy of Holies, the holy place, and the outer court. And in Mark chapter 11, verse 15, it says they come to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple, and he began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. What did Jesus do? He came in and cast out all of those physical inhabitants that were carrying on destructive activities inside the temple. Now, where were they? Were they in the Holy of Holies where God was? No way. They were either in the holy place or the outer court. More than likely, probably in the outer court. Nonetheless, they were inside the temple. Now, the temple, again, was made of three parts. Holy of Holies, Holy Place, and Outer Court. Where was God dwelling? In the Holy of Holies. Was he in the Holy Place or Outer Court? No. Yet physical inhabitants were in there, carrying on destructive activities. God's in one location, a few feet away in another location inside the temple. Evil is going on by evil inhabitants, physical inhabitants. Well, the Old Testament temple is a type of the New Testament temple, which we are, spirit, soul, and body. The Holy of Holies, where God was dwelling, is likened to our spirit, where God dwells in us. The holy place is likened to our soul. The outer court is likened to our physical body. The physical inhabitants that carried on sinful actions, either in the holy place or outer court, are likened to spiritual inhabitants, which are demons that can carry on destructive activity and bondage in our soul or in our body. Just as God was dwelling in one location and yet the physical evil inhabitants in another, likewise in us, God can dwell in one location in our spirit, and demons can be in our soul or in our body, and they must be cast out. You know, before we were born again, we didn't have authority over the devil to cast out demons. Instead, we had no authority over anything. Once we get born again, now we have authority, and we're told the first sign, follow them that believe in Mark 16:17, in my name, they, the believers, shall cast out demons. We're supposed to use our authority in every single believers to cast them out. Well, we already mentioned the fact that we don't cast them out of the world. We don't cast them out of unbelievers. They don't have a covenant. They can't walk in the ways of the Word of God and hold their or retain their deliverance. So we'd never cast it out of them. Yet we're all supposed to cast them out. If we're all supposed to cast them out and we don't cast them out of the unbelievers, there's only two classifications of people on the earth, unbelievers and believers. We don't cast them out of unbelievers, then who do we cast them out of? Believers. And who casts them out of believers? All believers. Every single believer on the face of the earth is supposed to cast out demons. Why haven't we known this? Because we've been taught a lie. And that lie is that Christians cannot have demon spirits in them because they are born again and they have the Holy Spirit dwelling in them. Again, that has been man's logic. You know, the Bible talks about in the last days doctrines of devils that go forth. And I personally believe that this is one of the biggest doctrines of devils that the devil has perpetrated in the body of Christ. You know, you can be born again, you can have the Holy Spirit, you can be going to church, you can be walking with God, you can be in the Word of God, you can be witnessing, you can be trying to do everything you know to follow God, and yet have all kinds of bondages and problems in your mind, or in your soul realm, or in your physical body, and hindrances in your walk with the Lord because of the presence of demonic spirits. We've been taught we don't have any demonic spirits in us. That is error. The truth is that every person on the face of the earth has demonic spirits in them. How do we know this? Because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. How do demonic spirits come in? Through sin. They can't come in just because they want to. If they could come into us all, we'd all be destroyed. We'd all be wiped out, you know, today. But the fact is, spirits can only get in if there is an open door. That's why the Bible says in Ephesians 4:27, neither give place to the devil. The word place means a place of residence in the Greek. Neither give a place of residence to the devil. Otherwise, allowing the enemy to come in and reside within you. This is exactly what demonic spirits do when we open the door. And the open door is sin. We cannot give place to them, otherwise they'll come in. Well, every one of us have sinned, and furthermore, the number one negative influence in all of our lives is our inheritance line. You know, the Bible says that the iniquities of the fathers are visited upon the children to the third and fourth generations. These are inherited generational curses, and these inherited generational curses are being enforced by demonic spirits that have a legal right of operation in us. They have a legal right to operate. Because of the inherited generational curses, you need to understand that. And these demons are enforcing the curses because they have a right of entrance. This is why you see inherited problems coming down the line. Cancer in one generation, cancer in the next, cancer in the next. Alcohol problems, mental problems, anger problems, on and on. Start thinking of the problems in your life that you have and think about in your inheritance line. Did your mother or father or grandparents have that? Or maybe you have children that have problems right now, and you see they're having the same problems that I have, or the same problems my husband or my wife had, or the same problems that somebody in the inheritance has, and you're seeing a similar type of a manifestation of a problem. This is the result of an inherited generational curse, and these inherited generational curses are coming from a cause. The Bible says in Proverbs 26:2, the curse causeless shall not come. There is a cause for every single curse, and that is sin. Remember, the curse is an opposite of a blessing. We are blessed when we obey, and we receive curses when we disobey. That is sin. Sin is the open door. And so this is so important that you realize that sin opens the door. And because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, everybody has demonic spirits in them. All the unbelievers do, but also the Christians do. This is why Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out demons. Now, having demons in you doesn't mean you're a bad person. Don't be offended. Don't be prideful and say, well, I can't have any demons. I've seen people say that. Well, there's no way I could have any demons in me. That's just a prideful statement. You have problems in your life, areas of bondage. You more than likely could have demonic influence affecting you in the soul or the body. The spirits have to be cast out. Now, some people will say, well, these are just demons influencing me from the outside. Did you ever see Jesus cast a demon off of anybody? Never. He cast them out. He cast them out because they were in before they came out. He told that said that these signs will follow them that believe in my name, they'll cast out the demons. That shows that they have been dwelling in us already. Demons are dwelling in a different location within us than where the presence of God was. Just in the Old Testament temple, God was dwelling in one location. A few feet away, evil was going on. In us, God is dwelling in our spirit. And in a different location, spirits, demonic spirits, can be in us, in our soul or body, and they must be cast out. Deliverance is for Christians only. We have a right to it. As we cast them out, we will get set free. This is the way we've seen 14 people healed of cancer, people healed and delivered, paranoia, schizophrenic, set free, tumors, cysts, growths, high blood pressure, on, through deliverance and healing to set the captives free. This is the ministry of Jesus Christ, and He is doing it in the body of Christ for those who will believe and do the works of God. We cast out the demons, lay hands on the sick, and God brings forth a victory. We're going to talk more on this subject in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.